Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, back at the saddle. Great weekend. Had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Glad to be back. Rested and ready to go, ready to fight, because we are in war. No question about it. Speaking of war, there's a mafia war out there, because they're dropping like flies in the mafia. Nobody could ever gun them down. Police can't catch them. I think it's the vaccine that's getting them all, but can't prove that. But my gut says the vaccine is knocking them off one by one. First was Ray Liotta in his 60s, dying in his sleep on a movie set. And you can't get on a movie set unless you're vaccinated. And then it was Tony Sirica of The Sopranos. But again, he was 79 years old, I believe, or 78, something like that. So again, you can't prove it's the vaccine. Lots of people die at 78 years old. And today it's Paul Sorvino, 83 years old. Paul Sorvino, best known for Goodfellas, but all kinds of great movies. Great career, known for Law and Order as well, one of my other favorite shows. But Paul Sorvino, a great career playing mobsters and cops. And he dies at the age of 83. And again, I don't know for sure it's the vaccine. I don't know that. I can only tell you my gut says the entire... I forgot. Days ago, Jimmy Kahn died. There's four of them. Four of them dead. And by the way, it's no coincidence. Big story out today. Four young doctors died in Canada in a three-day period. Four doctors in their 30s and 40s died in a three-day period after being vaccinated. And the whole Hollywood is dying right in front of our eyes. Strokes, heart attacks, death. It can't be a coincidence. I don't know if Paul Sorvino was vaccinated. Maybe he isn't one of the ones. Maybe James Caan wasn't one of the ones. But it's just too coincidental that everybody's dropping dead, including the guys who played the greatest mobsters of all time. Four of them in a very short period. Ray Liotta from Goodfellas and Paul Sorvino from Goodfellas. Tony Sirica from Sopranos. And Jimmy Caan from The Godfather. The greatest mob movie of all time, Godfather 1, playing the Godfather's son, Marlon Brando's son, Sonny. So lots and lots of death going on right in front of our eyes. Hollywood, athletes, last week three college football players, 35 years old, 28 years old, 43 years old, died suddenly, unexpectedly. That's the big term. By the way, everybody dies suddenly and unexpectedly. And they always say there is no further information about their cause of death, and you never hear about it again. You know, if they were not vaccinated, you'd hear about it. It'd be in the opening paragraph. Died of COVID unvaccinated. First thing you'd hear from the media. But when they are vaccinated and they die mysteriously, suddenly, unexpectedly, there's no mention that they're vaccinated, is there? None. Zero. Zip. Anyway, Paul Sorvino, rest in peace. No matter how you died, rest in peace. Great guy. Wish you well in heaven, I hope. And then we move to, before I get to the economy, which has got to be the big story of the day, before I get to that, I want to get to insanity. It's just insanity. The country is enveloped by insanity, and it's happening all over the world. It's not just America, but America is right in the middle of it, right in the thick of it. Portland State University student files complaint against the campus police for naming the race of a crime suspect. The email uses problematic language to identify the suspect. So somebody commits a serious crime, and if you say it's a black male, that's racism, according to the moron snowflakes at Portland State University. Because God forbid you should list the race of a suspect. I have a funny feeling that if they had said somebody just murdered someone and the perpetrator is white, he's white and Jewish, and we think he's Wayne Root, they'd say no problem there at all. But if you say he's black, oh my God, that's racism. It just so happens that a huge number of crimes in this country are committed by black people. There isn't anything racist in anything I'm saying. Everybody knows. Huge number of crimes in this country committed by black males. Huge number of crimes committed for decades now by black males. Completely out of context percentage compared to their population numbers. What do they make up? Blacks make up like 12% of the population of the United States. But they commit some ungodly number of crimes. So to mention somebody just got murdered, somebody just got raped, someone just did a major drug deal, somebody just carjacked, someone just home invaded, and they're black. Well, is that a big deal? They are black. They committed a crime. Start to admit it. Is it a crime to admit that black people commit crimes? White people commit crimes too. Asians commit crimes. Jews commit crimes. Everyone commits crimes. It just so happens more and more that the crimes are committed by people of color. That means to mention it is racism? Well, we know it's not. But this is the world we live in today. The student asked the police department to reconsider the language used in these emails. The email uses problematic language to identify the suspect. The student added the language puts a target on so many campus community members' backs. Can you imagine what's going on in our country? The timely warning alert sent by the police stated there had been two robbery attempts, two separate vehicle operators near campus. Suspect was a 20-year-old African-American male. Wow. To say that the suspect is an African-American male is a crime, according to liberals. The email student says, seems reckless and could cause serious harm just telling the Portland State University community to be on the lookout for a black man. Oh my God. This is America today. And it is not a country I want to live in anymore. It's just no good. Now, I'm never leaving, so that must mean something very interesting, because we got to get rid of them. They got to go. I'm not leaving. Are you leaving? So we got to drive them out of this country. Liberals, communists, radical leftists, they need to be driven out of the country because they're insane and they're ruining everything great about America. Most importantly, they're ruining the economy. The economy is in shambles. Here's a headline. November can't get here fast enough. Dallas, Chicago Fed signals cliff-like contraction. No surprise to me. I called it. We're heading into a Great Depression, a Biden Great Depression. Another day, another set of disappointing data confirming recession is imminent. Both the Dallas Fed and the Chicago Fed dropped truth bombs in their surveys of local and national economic activity. The Dallas Fed manufacturing outlook tumbled in July, dropping to negative 22.6 from negative 17.7, far worse than expected. It's the comments from the survey respondents that paint the true picture far more than any math could or any headline could. The concerns of a looming recession have increased over the last month, with supply chain issues continuing, the cost of raw materials high, and significant interest rate hikes. Overall business activity has to slow. It's just a matter of when, which I believe is soon. Here's another comment. The economy is in shambles. There's no way out. It's that bad. The building and construction market customers we supply are all seeing a slowdown in activity. Another one says November can't get here fast enough. Another one says meaning the midterm elections. Another one says we're starting to see weakness in incoming orders. We're preparing for a further slowdown. Shifting from local to national pain, the Chicago Fed's National Activity Index signaled a second straight month of contraction in June. The index dropped into negative territory for the first time since May 2020. Think what was happening in May 2020. That's how bad things are. Wow. Very, very, very scary. So we're on the verge of a disaster, an economic disaster. Let me see if I could find the comments of Rabini. If I could find it, let me just go to my Getter page, because I put it out there, I think. Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't put Rabini's comments out there. I did not, but I put them out at a, here it is, at another page. Nouriel Rabini is the guy who literally, the economist who called the 2008 financial crisis. And he says, hopes for a mild recession are delusional. Debt ratios historically high. Bailouts during the pandemic have resulted in zombie corporations. This runs completely contrary to what Wall Street banks like Goldman Sachs have been saying about the economy. Yeah, because Goldman Sachs is paid off by Chinese communists and by the Biden administration. I'm telling you, we're in recession now, and the downturn is going to be huge. Nouriel Rabini dismissed hopes that the recession will be shallow. He says, he told Bloomberg today, the economy's headed for a severe recession as well as severe debt and financial crisis. So this guy is a brilliant economist, and he predicted the 2008 disaster. So we're in a lot of trouble. I mean, he says that right now debt is so high that we have zombie corporations. And in contrast, in the 1970s, we had stagflation or stagflation. It was accompanied by low debt ratios. And the debt crisis during the 2008 financial crash saw falling inflation. We have the worst of all possible worlds going on right now. I always tell you, I'm Paul Revere, updated for 2022. Wayne Root is the new Paul Revere. The depression is coming. The depression is coming. Brought to you courtesy of Biden and Obama, the old Biden administration. Biden, the front man, a puppet with dementia, who drools on himself and wears diapers. And Barack Obama, the real shadow president of the United States, hanging in the back shadows.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LeBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LeBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
All right, wait on the Ruth. Liberals doing so good nowadays. Every show they got gets canceled. CBS cancels Samantha Bee's Full Frontal in the latest collapse for liberal late-night shows. Good. Bye-bye, Samantha Bee. What a jerk. I won't say the full word. What a witch. Can't stand that lady, Samantha Bee. Another liberal loser. Witch. Loser show. Good. Good for you. Good for you. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then call them. What would the mob say? Call them, Kamenuch. Let's go. You talking to me? Yeah, you want $15,000 in free silver? You talking to me? Yes, I'm talking to you. Do you want $15,000 in free silver? Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account, 100% insured. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers. Get up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Yes, I'm talking to you. Toll free, 855-770-GOLD. 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 All you have to do is tell them Wainwright sent you. That's it. Wainwright sent you. I always tell you that if there's anything that's almost as bad as the vaccine, it's the masks. It's not as bad, but it's certainly a second. And Japan is the leader in the world in mask wearing, and over 62% of the population of Japan is vaccine boosted. And they're now suffering VAIDS, vaccine acquired immune deficiency syndrome, meaning AIDS with a V in front of it for the vaccine. The vaccine causes AIDS for all intensive purposes. It causes AIDS. What is AIDS? AIDS is the destruction of your immune system. Gay people woke up in the 1980s and they no longer had an immune system, and therefore they died of cancer very quickly, or they died of any number of diseases very quickly. No immune system, no defense. Well, when you get the shot, you might as well have AIDS, because it destroys your immune system. There's now 195,000 new COVID cases in Japan, the highest single-day increase on record, and they are the number one country in the world for masks. Wow. Very scary stuff. And by the way, I got to find it. Here's the doctors in Canada. I'll mention this one. Four Ontario doctors have died in the last week. Three young and the other a healthy marathon runner. All recently vaccinated. The death vax. Incredible. Four doctors. I'm looking at their pictures. Young guys. This is all about SADS. So it's a mixture of AIDS and SADS. You know, SADS, sudden adult death syndrome. VADS, vaccine acquired immune deficiency syndrome. And people are dying of cancer and heart disease and stroke and prion-based diseases of the brain. And a thousand other adverse effects. But four young doctors dead in a matter of days in Canada. Incredible. And here's another VADS story you need to know. This just in. China to start treating COVID patients with domestically produced HIV drug, reported by Reuters. So why are they using a HIV drug on COVID patients? Because the COVID patients have clearly been vaccinated, and they've got a form of AIDS called VADS, vaccine-acquired deficiency syndrome. I don't know that everybody who gets the vaccine is going to die. I don't know that everybody who gets the vaccine is going to have a heart attack. I don't know that everybody who gets the vaccine is going to have a stroke. But I know a lot of them have, and it's early in the game. I can't even imagine the amount of death and injury and disabling injuries that are coming over the next 3 years. I feel very bad for America. I don't know where we're going to get the cops, the firemen, the nurses, where we're going to get the military people to defend our country, where we're going to get the pilots, because so many of them are going to be dead or badly injured and disabled. It's really sad. But I'll tell you what, not everybody's going to die, but everyone's going to have a damaged immune system. And that's why China is treating people who have COVID with a AIDS drug, HIV drug. And that's what the vaccine is producing, a form of AIDS, the death of your immune system. Not for everybody, but for a lot of people. A lot of people, and maybe everybody over time. I can't tell you. Nobody knows. They never did a control group. They never did a long-term study. They never said, here's 10,000 people who took the vaccine, here's 10,000 who didn't. Let's watch them over 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. And at the end of 10 years, then we're allowed to pass judgment and say what we got. Until then, it should not be approved by the FDA or ever allowed to see the light of day.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is recovering nicely from COVID. That's according to Biden's physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, who says the president's symptoms have now almost completely resolved. Biden completed his fourth day of the antiviral treatment Paxlovid on Sunday. This, as Dr. Ving Gupta tells MSNBC, we're at a critical point when it comes to COVID as cases continue to climb.
Cold flu season, sort of shockingly, is not that far off. And the question here is, are we ready? Really, the key point here, BA5, one of the big differences between this variant, Jonathan, and the prior variants, is that the vaccines, even against serious illness, are not as effective.
Ahead of the latest inflation numbers being released Thursday, the Dow gained 90 points to close at 31,990. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The root is on fire. Welcome back to the show. Energized Health is the sponsor of this show. My great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee, they are the founders of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, and I've been a workout nut my entire life. And worked out every day of my life and never lost any fat. Never thought I had any fat to lose, by the way. I was thin. I was muscular. I thought I was fine. And then I get on this Energized Health program because they made me sign a contract for them to become sponsor of the show. I had to sign a contract that I would go on the Energizer Health program. It's not a diet. It's a program. And it has nothing to do with weight loss. It's fat loss. And I didn't think I had any fat to lose. Thought I was a thin guy, and I lost 25 pounds of fat, including almost all of it being dangerous inner body visceral fat around your organs. And it made such a difference in the way I felt and the way I look that everyone who sees me now says I look 10 or 15 years younger. But I didn't lose any weight. I lost like 5 pounds. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle, by the way. So I lost 25 pounds of fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle. Muscle's heavier than fat, and therefore I've lost very little weight. I did that in only 88 days, and I've been on the program for 20 months now, and it's all stayed off. Matter of fact, I had a big lunch today with a new advertiser, and he hadn't seen me in about a year. He looked at me and said, "Did you lose more weight?" And I said, "Nope, I haven't lost any weight at all." But he said, "Then you've just kept it all off?" I said, "Yeah, a year ago I used to say, you look fantastic." Well, I kept it off for a year. It's great. Actually, it's 20 months. I've kept it off for almost 2 years. So people think I've lost even more. I have not. It's just moving around in your body. The fat's disappearing, and the muscle is bulking up. Go to energizedhealth.com. You'll learn the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration. Those are the life game changers. And right now, Energized Health is offering my fans 40% off. The WAR 40% off discount. Just say WAR Wayne Allyn Root and you get 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call directly 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. energizedhealth.com. All right, we've got our guest here, Ken Cuccinelli, National Chairman of the Election Transparency Initiative, former Homeland Security Acting Deputy Secretary under President Trump, former Virginia Attorney General. Ken, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I'm good. Better than America.
Yeah, that's what I say. Everyone who asks me, I say, I'm doing great. I wish the country was, but it's not. It's failing. And I got to ask you, you know, it's funny because I say this every time I see President Trump. He was just here a couple weeks ago, and him and I had a chance to chat. And I always say, you know, I think it's great that you're the front runner for 2024, and I think you'll get the nomination. I think you'd probably win. But there's a little hiccup. I don't think we're going to make it to 2024. I think America is going downhill so fast, we're on the verge of an economic collapse, a catastrophe, and it's really bad. And that's before you've let in millions and millions of new illegals who are all going to steal American jobs and overwhelm the economy with debt. It's just, it's something I never could have imagined, that my belief is America's going down for the count. Thoughts?
Yeah, it's people, and I appreciate you zeroing in on what happens to poor people. You know, immigration, people on our side of the aisle don't talk about that enough. It isn't just what we see, hey, Five Guys, gosh, it's $2 for a burger. Yeah, but for people for whom that's a big percentage of their whole budget, energy and food, you can't escape. And so when we have these inflation periods and we have such incompetent leadership that's trying to starve us of fuel, those are the people hurt the worst and first. And that's true whether it's open borders immigration, taking jobs at the low end of the economic scale, whether it's raising fuel prices or food prices. Those are all things that the less money you have, the poorer you are, the more helpless you are to adjust. And that's what's happening to America. So these people, then they have the gall to stand up and say they care about poor people and we don't. What a load of crap.
Yeah,
every single policy they're implementing is just killing poor people worse than anybody else.
And Ken, there's nothing worse in life than communism. The definition of communism is when you take everybody's money, right? You make money and they take like 90%. Well, you don't have to do that if you have high inflation. The government isn't taking your money. Inflation is taking it. The government never has to say a thing about raising taxes. So this is kind of the way for Biden to grab 90% of your money but not to raise taxes so he doesn't look like a bad guy. Inflation is the world's biggest stealth tax, right?
It is. It's and it wasn't paid close attention to that when we crack down on immigration, when you, yes, the economy before COVID did great under Trump. But you know who did the best was the low end of the economic scale. They had the biggest wage increases. They had the biggest job opportunity increases because we protected their market. And, you know, all these corporations like, oh my gosh, these employees cost us more. Good. Then pay them more. Pay them more. That, you know, that's what we want. That's called supply and demand. And what they want to do is illegally import people to undercut the American poor who will work for them. And that is a sad reality that we've never really effectively confronted it.
And by the way, not only they bring in millions of poor people who will work for very cheap wages and undercut the American jobs, but you know, if they still have any hopes of cutting their expenses beyond that, they're all going to install robots instead of people, right? You know that in Vegas, a lot of the bartenders have been fired, and they're using robots to serve your drinks. So it's just a disaster for middle class people. It may be good for the corporation to have a robot instead of a person that calls in sick and a person that wants health care and blah, blah, blah. I get it. But at the same time, if there's no jobs anymore, what's going to happen to America?
That's right. And you know, people fall for the feel-good minimum wage. And the reality is, the other side of tax it is you can't raise a family on a minimum wage. Well, the point isn't to raise a family on a minimum wage. It's to get you into the job market.
Right.
It's to get teenagers jobs. It's to have open, it's to let small businesses actually function. And, you know, a lot of these cities that raise minimum wages to $15, they're the first places those kiosks and robots go. The corporations don't hire people, and the liberals are frankly too stupid on economics to ever learn this lesson. If you raise the minimum wage, that doesn't just mean all the same people stay there and make more money. They go away. Less people get hired, less money is made, and the business tries to develop around your restriction. Or they just move out of your locality.
And throw in one more, Ken. If you give everybody a lot more money, if you raise, say, from $10 to $20 minimum wage, well, guess what? First of all, if the opening guy, the youngest guy on the scale, gets 20, then that means you have to raise every other person at the whole company because you can't give the brand-new person who doesn't know what they're doing 20. So everybody else gets 30 and 40 and 50. That creates inflation, and your money's worthless. So what does it matter that you got more money? The price of goods just went up by double. So now you have the same income as you did before. It looks twice is good, but everything you spend money on is twice as high, and that's what's happening in America today. So it's just liberal.
They'd hate you in the White House press corps, meaning the Biden would, because you know they like to stand there and brag on, oh, look at this economic growth and this unemployment. Yeah, but you just eviscerated it. But you're burning the value of our money.
Right.
You're literally making us poorer and claiming you're making us richer. And I'm not sure if they're too dumb to understand it. There is certainly some of that. They are not hiring competent people. They're hiring, you know, check the box. If you're not some sort of funky sexuality, you don't get hired. Colors help, et cetera, colored hair even. But not competence. Competence.
See,
and America is not well served with incompetent box checkers.
We're talking to Ken Cuccinelli, the former Homeland Security Acting Deputy Secretary under Trump. One of my fans just texted me this moment and said, tell Ken I was out at a hotel yesterday in Vegas and a robot brought our food. So, I mean, again, it's great for the owner of the hotel. But, man, if you're eliminating thousands of jobs, what's going to happen to the middle class? Well, you can see what's happening to the middle class. It's being destroyed. It must be one giant plan, whether it's Agenda 21, whether it's the United Nations, whether it's the Great Reset, whether it's Klaus Schwab, I don't know who it is, or it's all the above, George Soros. There is a plan to wipe out the middle class, and you can see it's working right now.
Yeah, and societies without a middle class in the modern world are very unstable.
Yes, not good. That's who buys
very
everything.
Unstable.
That's who buys everything. So,
that's right.
You know, if you make more money because you have a robot, but therefore there's nobody in the job, who's going to buy the goods from me when it used to be middle class people who bought it? Robots don't buy anything. So I just don't think any of this is going to work. All right, let's get to the main reason I had you on the show, and it's getting late in the segments. I hope you can stay for a second segment. Can you hang on during the break?
I can hang on. Yeah.
All right, so let's try and get to it real quick before this segment ends. How secure will the November elections be? Are you confident that we're in much better shape now than in 2020 when I believe the election was rigged and stolen?
I think in many states, we are in much better shape. Zuckerbucks has been banned in 22 states or severely curtailed, including, by the way, on a bipartisan basis, in my home state of Virginia, in Pennsylvania, in Kentucky. So, you know, the commonsensicalness of cleaning up our elections is gradually taking hold in some of the states. Even, oh my gosh, even New Jersey passed some mild improvements on process and transparency that make the elections more transparent. And so we are having improvements all over the country, not everywhere, but all over the country. And this year's election is going to be better and more secure than 2020.
Well, thank God. And we'll get back to Ken Cuccinelli when we get back from the break. I've got a lot more questions for you. But Stu, on this one, Ken, during the break, I think maybe the worst state in America for voter integrity and voter fraud is right here in my state, Nevada. It got much worse. The legislature's all Democrat. Even though the state seems Republican, everyone I know is Republican. The reality is, we have become, not purple, a blue state run by a blue governor, a blue legislature, and they pass permanent mail-in ballots for everyone and permanent ballot harvesting. So we're in such bad shape in Nevada. We'll be right back. I'll talk more to Ken Cuccinelli. Wayne Allyn Root, The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn, I the Tiger. I've got it. Ken Cuccinelli's got it. Former Homeland Security Acting Deputy Secretary under President Trump. Former Virginia Attorney General. National Chairman now of the Election Transparency Initiative. Ken Cuccinelli. Ken, welcome back to the show. Ken, are you there?
By the way, I agree with you on Nevada.
Yeah, Nevada's bad. Nevada's bad. Can I tell you, I don't even know if you know, as a person who's not in Nevada all the time, if you know what I think is the real problem in Nevada. Yes, mail-in ballots, terrible. Ballot harvesting, terrible. There's no signature match. They run them through the computer. They couldn't care less if your signature match is terrible. There's no voter ID, terrible. There's so many bad things here. But do you know what the worst one is? Every single illegal alien in our state is allowed to have a driver's license. When they go to DMV, Ken, they're automatically registered to vote. They don't have to ask. You can't say no. You're automatically registered. So that means every illegal is voting. Why would you not vote if you're now legally registered to vote? Why would you not vote? So every illegal is voting, and that's the difference in every election. This isn't California. We don't lose by 50 points. Every Republican candidate in the state loses so close by like 25,000 votes out of 1,000,005 cast. It's all illegal aliens making the difference because they're allowed to vote because they go to DMV and motor voter law says you cannot ask anyone when they register to vote, are they an American citizen or not? So how do you get rid of this?
Well, and keep in mind, this was what the Dems in Washington had in mind for the whole country. This was what you just described was in H.R. 1 last year that failed.
Right. Right.
And by the way, they decriminalized it. So it wasn't even technically illegal for the illegals to vote, or at least there was no punishment. And, I mean, honestly, the only way to get rid of it is powering through the politics. I think you've got some great candidates this year. Adam Laxalt, and from my perspective, the top of the ticket is spectacular. He's the best you've got in Nevada. Superb. Of course, that he'd be in Washington fighting off the HR1s, not fixing Nevada's own laws. Even when you've had Republicans, other than Adam when he was Attorney General, they've been, frankly, more part of the problem than the solution.
Yes.
And this year on the ballot, and we should tell folks listening in Nevada, you've got this ranked choice voting and open primary ballot measure coming at you, and it needs to be voted down. It's one of these things that sounds feel-goody and nice, but it's a mess, and it creates all kinds of confusion, which the left exploits. I mean, you look at the New York City Democrat primary. It took them 10 days to count the ballots with this. And Nevada was already, is already, in my view, the number one worst state for election systems in the whole country.
That's what I said. Just my guess. We're worst. We're the worst. Yep.
Congratulations.
We're number one. You know what else I noticed was all over the country, whoever Trump endorsed in the GOP primary won everywhere with very few exceptions. His record was incredible. Everybody won except Georgia, where his choices got killed. I mean, just for Secretary of State against Raffensperger and against the Governor Kemp, Trump's choice got killed. And the only thing I could come up with is every Democrat in Georgia went, because they have open primaries, went to the Republican primary and voted against Trump's choices. So open primaries are a disaster. You're asking Democrats to elect our nominees.
Well, Virginia has open primaries. They were a problem. My first constitutional law case as a constitutional lawyer was against the open primary system, and even the Fourth Circuit had to rule that if the party chooses to do so as a matter of free association under the First Amendment, they can decide to define what a Republican is. So even with Virginia's open primary law, there is a way for the parties to not let everybody in if they're willing to go through the trouble of doing that. I believe that that's important. Both sides play around in each other's open primary nominations, and that's not good for our system. The idea is that every team picks their best player, as far as they're concerned, and you run the best against the best. And that doesn't happen with an open primary system.
Yeah, it's scary stuff. Last thing, and then I'll let you run, is good news. We've talked about a lot of bad news up till now, but good news in Wisconsin, the Supreme Court there disallowed ballot drop boxes. We need to get that put into play in other places like Georgia, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They're very insecure, especially the way they were used in 2020. No security cameras. And the Supreme Court in Wisconsin just read the doggone statute. And what I appreciate so much about it, and that applies to all states, is one of the problems we saw was state officials not obeying their own law. And here you have accountability for it. The Wisconsin Supreme Court called out their bipartisan, by the way, Wisconsin Election Commission, and clerks all over the state who were illegally putting out these drop boxes. And the Supreme Court read the statute, said there's nothing in here that allows this, and that they said the Wisconsin Election Commission offered no basis for any of its arguments about why they could authorize the drop boxes. So they're going away. It's one of the reasons 2022 will be more secure than 2020.
Can you imagine the trillions of dollars that have changed hands if Trump had been reelected versus Biden becoming president, and how that affects the United States of America, the government contracts, the new laws, the mandates? My God, what Biden has managed to do to this country versus what Trump would have done, all because of all these rigged elections and all these bad election laws. Very, very scary. Ken, we're on the run. National Chairman of the Election Transparency Initiative. Good friend of the show. We love having him on. Ken Cuccinelli, former Homeland Security Acting Deputy Secretary. Thank you, Ken. God bless you, man.
Amen. Keep fighting the war.
I'm fighting. I am war.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.